I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Mark Eaton, master impressionist of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And this week, Mark, there's really only one issue that was on the minds of Washingtonians.
I think that's right. A little bit of snow came our way.
Yeah, just a tad. D.C. set an all-time record for most snowfall in a winter. It's somewhere around 55 inches or something. So I know folks along the Canadian border and through the Midwest are probably laughing that that's considered a lot of snow. But around here, it's enough to shut down the federal government for at least a week.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think they said first time in history that the federal government was closed for three consecutive days, which meant that your liberties and your tax dollars were safe for three consecutive days.
That's exactly right. And hey, I don't know what it was like in your neighborhood, but as long as we had to deal with all this, I ran into a bunch of people who were happy that we set the record, because as long as you got to go through it, you might as well be number one.
That's true. You know, something we can tell our kids, you know, yes, I survived a storm. And then, of course, like you say, you hear stories about, you know, that's the average snowfall for a place like Syracuse, and they're just mocking us because we get all freaked out about the snow.
Yeah, they probably get that in a month.
Exactly.
But not only has it been a weather event and, a story about people and their efforts to clear the snow and everything, but there's also been a political dimension to this.
Yeah, you know, we had a lot of hype, and there was an Academy Award winner who has been telling us for a long time that, global warming is going to take over. We're going to be swimming, with water up to our ears here on the East Coast. And boy, I tell you, if this winter's any indication, he's missed the mark by a little bit.
Just a little bit. I haven't heard a whole lot from the former VP, but the Capitol Steps summed up his message very well a couple of years ago in a song from their Springtime for Liberals CD called A Hole in the Ozone. Here we go.
Hello again. It's me, former Vice President Al Gore. Now, as you may know, I'm a pretty big movie star these days, but I'm here tonight to speak the truth, even if it may be inconvenient. Mm-hmm. Now, President Bush wouldn't agree with this, but I don't think he's as serious as I am about global warming. Now, I've reviewed the current administration's policy on global warming, and I have to say, it doesn't make much sense. For example, number 6, a NASA mission to turn down the thermostat on the sun. That's just silly. Or number 9, requiring every citizen to chew dentine ice. Come on. You can never get everybody to do that. Or number 13, save many megawatts by making the Texas electric chair solar powered. That's pretty good, but it's not enough. We need to do more. Now, part of the problem is that we're destroying trees at an alarming rate, sometimes frivolously and unnecessarily. So to that effect, I have taken to write a book, 938 pages, made of the finest trees in the Brazilian rainforest. Now then, it says here, there's a hole in the center of the ozone. There's a hole in the center of the ozone. There's a hole, there's a hole. There's a hole in the center of the ozone. Chapter 2. There's an ice cap melting from the hole in the center of the ozone. There's an ice cap melting from the hole in the center of the ozone. There's a hole, there's a hole, there's a hole in the center of the ozone. Chapter the 3rd. There's a sea that's rising from the ice cap melting from the hole in the center of the ozone. There's a sea that's rising from the ice cap melting from the hole in the center of the ozone. There's a hole, there's a hole, there's a hole in the center of the ozone. Number 4. There's some coastal states that can flood from the sea that's rising from the ice cap melting from the hole in the center of the ozone. Everybody. There's some coastal states that can flood from the sea that's rising from the ice cap melting from the hole in the center of the ozone. There's a hole, there's a hole, there's a hole in the center of the ozone.
Ha ha ha.
That was very good. You sound like the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Just in time for the final chapter. There's a state named Florida that won't exist if the coastal states flood from the sea that's rising from the ice caps melting from the hurling center of the ozone. There's a guy named Al who would have been president, really wouldn't be so sorry to see Florida go from the ice caps melting from the coastal states flooding 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 from the ozone. On second thought, who cares if there's a hole? There's a hole. There's a hole in the center of the ozone. Thank you, Dale.
Mark, Capital Steps classic.
An oldie but a goodie.
Absolutely right. You do a pretty mean Al Gore yourself.
Well, I've been known to do that, and I appreciate you saying so. It's very kind of you. He's one of those characters that, you know, we could bring him out almost any time, and he always gets laughs. Always gets laughs.
Which is, I'm sure, his main goal with this whole movement.
Yeah, exactly. That and the fact that he left office with about $2 million in the bank, and now he's got about $200 million in the bank for all these carbon credits that he's been, you know, setting up and everything.
But, yeah, he's not hurting for retirement.
That's right.
Well, I'm sure you guys have been dealing with the snow yourselves, but any other stories out there grabbing your attention?
Well, you know, the Toyota thing is, of course, quite interesting. We still got that going on. You know, we send our best wishes to Bill Clinton on a speedy recovery. You know, he's given us a lot of great material over the years, and we want him to keep providing us with many, many years of material. And other than that, you know, we're just going to kind of kick back and maybe join the rest of the country and start watching the Olympics.
Sounds good. Mark, always a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Mark Eaton, Master Impressionist of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.